Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond, Virginia. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app wherever you may be. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, Eby, and JP. Join us right now to talk some baseball. She's the national baseball reporter for the Washington Post. It's Chelsea Janes. You guys, I guess she'll be joining us momentarily.
Trying to get her.
Drabby's talking to her.
My bad.
The weather today is supposed to be a little dicey in the morning. Like
a little better
now,
in the afternoon, right?
A little bit better in the afternoon. I think there might be a delay, but I think they should be okay. Get it in.
All right, let's see. Hey, Chelsea.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Can't complain.
All right.
A bad loss for the Nats yesterday. Had a chance to win an opening series on the road, and then Finnegan gives up the two bombs. They lose 6-5. I guess Finnegan's overall numbers were okay last year. I don't know, have them in front of me, but man, that's just a horrible way to lose. The Nats had like a 99% chance to win the game with one pitch to go, one strike, and then they lose the game. That's just a bad way to lose that one. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of cancels out the day before, where I think they probably didn't have a ton of business winning that game. But
right.
Yeah, I mean, they can't. The bullpen's supposed to be the strength. And I'm sure it'll be good, but yeah, they need that win if they're going to kind of get past where they were last year. And yeah, series wins on the road, but you can't do much better than that. And they were so close, but I think an encouraging opening weekend in many other ways.
Especially for Abrams, who had three stolen bases on Saturday and then he hit a bomb yesterday.
Yeah, and he's taking pitches. I mean, he every time I looked up, he was in a 3-2 count, 2-2 count. I mean, that is progress for him. That's the big difference. You know, if he's swinging at the right pitches and working counts and taking walks, you know, I mean, I think he's like, you know, he's closer to last year's walk total than in a weekend than I think you would ever expect. So that's huge for him. If he keeps getting better, that's an easy 2020 guy. And you can start to really dream on what he can be because he's still so young.
And speaking of young, another positive for the Nats is Trey Lipscomb. He got his first hit 2 days ago. He goes yard yesterday. So that's quite a debut for the youngster. And this makes me feel really old looking at his birth year. He was born in the year 2000. Like that's real. That really jars me when I see that. When major leaguers now born in 2000 plus.
Well, when was Abrams born? He was probably 2000 as well.
Yep.
Yeah, it's genuinely upsetting. I mean, I don't think, you know, anyone born before 9/11 should be allowed to do anything that I have to deal with at this point. But it's, and you know, the thing with Lipscomb is, you know, we knew who he was, but I don't think any of us kind of were, you know, looking at him to be like the first impact player, and maybe he won't be. But the one thing the Nats just like haven't had over the years are people that are better sooner than you thought, you know, young players. I mean, there's been a lot of disappointment. There's been a lot of guys that took a while, you know, guys like Robles who were good, but never kind of put it together. Just not a lot of guys that come up and sort of surprise you. And I think if any of these young guys start to do that the way Lipscomb has, you know, that's a sign that the system is really much healthier than it's been in a long time. And, you know, he's not going to be the first guy to come up and change things. And I think that that's really positive for them.
How did Jake Irvin pitch yesterday? I didn't get to see much of it. I was watching hoops, but how did he look? His overall numbers, 5 innings, 7 hits, 3 earned runs, struck out 4.
Yeah, a little pitching behind, a little too much. I think not enough early strikes, but if, you know, he's another one, though, you know, when he is pitching ahead, or even that line you mentioned. I mean, the Reds are a good lineup. They really are. People kind of forget that. If a guy like that is better than you think, they're not counting on, you know, when they're putting this rebuild together, they're not counting on Jake Irvin to be their number three starter. But, you know, he's been pretty good and had a really nice spring. And, you know, anytime those guys are better than you think, I think that is something we haven't seen with Nationals player development a lot. And I think that's you just take every one of those and hope they keep moving in that direction.
All right. So starting out here at home against the Pirates haven't lost. The Pirates are 4-0. They swept the Marlins. It's Gonzalez against Mackenzie Gore today. So hopefully the Pirates come back down to earth.
Are they supposed to be legit this year, the Pirates?
I mean, not legit. I mean, they're clearly better. I don't think they're ever going to be legit. But but they are 4-0. And then Mackenzie Gore, who didn't pitch great in the spring, just kind of looking at the numbers, I think his last start in the spring, he gave up maybe 8 or 9 runs. Chelsea, you could correct me if I'm wrong, but what do you expect from Mackenzie today?
You know, I am thinking, maybe it's hoping, but I think there's a lot of evidence outside of what you just mentioned that this is going to be a huge year for him. I think it has to be if the Nats are going to move in the right direction. He's one of the few players that I can remember coming up into that clubhouse who has that kind of swagger where you're just like, this guy hates being bad. And, you know, the stories about how he kind of pushed Patrick Corbin this offseason. And, you know, he just has that edge that the Nats just have never seemed to be able to find in, you know, young starters. So I think that the fastball is really, really good. It gets a lot of swing and miss, which is what everyone looks at. You know, can you get whiffs on your fastball? He can. And he's just kind of a jerk out there. And I'm hopeful that it all sort of comes together for him. But scouts I've talked to, you know, thought he looked great this spring. He's been experimenting with some stuff, which might account for some of the numbers. But, you know, this is a guy where, you know, they need Josiah Gray to be good. They, you know, they obviously need some of the younger guys to be good. But Mackenzie Gore is the anchor emotionally, I think, of the rotation moving forward. And I think this is the year where he really has to start doing it, you know, numbers-wise, too.
Talking to Chelsea Janes, national baseball reporter for the Washington Post. Of course, biggest story in Major League Baseball is the Shohei story and his interpreter. How big of a deal is that Ellie De La Cruz has chosen not to go with an interpreter now? It's kind of a big move for him, right?
Super impressive. I think we kind of underestimate how difficult that is to not only, you know, learn the second language while you're also trying to play Major League Baseball as basically a teenager, but to get to the point where you feel comfortable. I mean, Juan Soto was one of the fastest learners I ever saw, and it was just a sight to behold, the progress he made in months. So I really applaud anyone who does that. I think Otani has to be careful, as we've seen. So, you know, he's going to need the interpreter for a while, but I don't see him ever kind of ditching it. It probably just doesn't make a lot of sense. But, yeah, anytime someone's kind of, like, bypassing that, I think is pretty amazing.
Chelsea, one of our producers was at the Orioles-Angels game over the weekend, and he saw Anthony Rendon in person. He basically said he looked like a broken man, like a shell of himself, hitless so far. It's early, only 11 at-bats, but how do you see the rest of his career playing out there for the Angels? Yeah, obviously, in the wake of the comments that he made, I want to say about a month ago about, this is just a job, basically paraphrasing. I'm not that into it. I'm just here to do my job type of comments from Rendon.
It really makes the average fan just irate, to be honest with you.
Totally. And it makes sense. You know, you're being offered millions of dollars to do something we all wish we could do, and you're not happy about it. You know, I've said it before. I think there are a lot more players that think that way than are willing to say so. But, you know, for him, I saw the same thing. I was at the Orioles opener, and there were a few balls that got by him where you're like, is he just watching? Like, he's just off. And in his case, that's not, you know, from what I know of Anthony Rendon, that's not because he's beaten down by media scrutiny. You know, he's not sitting there like,
no, he didn't care about that. Yeah,
exactly. So if he wanted to flip the switch, he could. He just seems, I think, uninterested is the exact right word. And from what I heard, like, when the Angels were trying to find a manager, one of the reasons they picked Ron Washington, who's a real rah-rah kind of guy, to see if he could bring life back to Anthony Rendon. He's you know, Ron Washington's kind of like the immovable baseball object on one side, and Rendon is, you know, the same thing of not loving baseball and not trying that hard on the other. And, you know, a lot of people have asked me, like, which one's going to win? And it's like, I don't think you can move Rendon if he doesn't want to move. But we'll see. I mean, he's so naturally talented that if he does get frustrated, if he starts looking at his numbers and says this isn't going to fly, he can fix that. But, yeah, my, you know, people other than me, people who actually kind of know what they're looking at this weekend, you know, were messaging me out of the blue saying, like, what's he doing?
The rah-rah didn't help this weekend. He went 0 for 11.
No. Yeah.
I would think his teammates would hate him.
Like Mike Trout, I would think. Like, you know what?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they'd like him.
Because
like,
Mike
a nice
Trout
guy,
is totally different than Rendon.
But those guys want to win. They want, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and some of those younger guys, like Brandon Drury, I would think that those guys would just say, you know, dude, what are you doing?
What a horrible.
And then Ron Washington, why is he leading off if he doesn't even care?
It's tough because he's, you know, such a naturally talented hitter. It's like hard, yeah. You know, you look at him, it's so enticing. But yeah, it's interesting that it's never popped off in the clubhouse, at least that we've heard of. And, I don't know if that means Trout. You know, Trout's not as big a, you know, rah-rah clubhouse guy either, as I think sometimes people think. And clearly Ohtani wasn't saying much, or if he was trying, maybe eBay wasn't translating it correctly. But, you know, it's weird that it's kind of flown. But I think that's one of those teams where things like that have been able to fly. And that's one of the reasons they haven't won. It's just there's no one there to enforce it in the way that maybe other places there were.
And I guess, you know, you can't bench him. He's making $38 million a year, right? And I guess technically he is still one of your, in terms of his skill set, he's still one of the best hitters. But, man, that's just a bad start and a bad look.
What want to ask you about the Mets. I got a lot of New York friends. And
bad start.
They're lamenting already. One of the guys, a diehard, 3 games in, he's like, we suck. We suck. What's going on there? What's the outlook for them?
They're just really short on starting pitching right now, especially with Senga hurt. But you never want to be like one starter injury away from looking short on starting pitching. I mean, Jose Quintana was their opening day starter. He's perfectly fine if he's your fourth or fifth starter. But, you know, that kind of sums up where they are. I think their lineup is actually pretty good. You know, they'll have some, you know, some nice offensive showings from guys. You know, they're going to be fine, I think, defensively. But, yeah, they just short on pitching. And I think they knew they would be. And I think one of the thought processes there is like, if they're still in it in July, they can fix that problem in a heartbeat. They've got money, they've got prospects, whatever. But yeah, this was supposed to be the rebuild, you know, the one kind of year where they step back. And I don't know if they meant to step back as far as they did on starting pitching. Maybe it'll get better. But I think until that improves, or unless they get some surprises from young guys in their system, it's going to be tough to kind of overcome that, especially in that division.
I'll tell you what, one of the surprising things to me was the Yankees going to Houston and sweeping them. And their pitching was really good, even without Garrett Cole, who's going to be out for, you know, he's on the 60-day IL. So he's going to be out for a while. But going to Houston, not an easy place to play. Obviously, Houston's got a really good lineup. But, man, they go to – and Soto had a big series. They're off to a 4-0 start. That was really impressive to me.
I think it's a huge statement for them. I mean, you know, the Yankees are always a bit of a roller coaster, partially because of how they're covered and the expectations every year. But, you know, I said this all offseason, and it may not prove true after 4 games, but I just think Soto and the Yankees was just an absolute match made in heaven. He needed to get out of San Diego. He gets to be somewhere where everyone wants to win, where he can be as emotional as he likes from pitch to pitch and do the shuffle and have some attitude. And you know, that's just kind of going to be adored there. It takes all the pressure off Aaron Judge, who looks like he's playing much more free, you know, freer in the box than he's looked in years, as he's had to kind of carry that offense. And, you know, people forget, like, Alex Verdugo is a real baseball player, and he's in a contract year, and he looks a little bit revitalized. You know, Anthony Volpe is better. He, you know, he was kind of a non-factor last year, but like that's a really good young prospect who's kind of coming into his own. It's like that's a good team. And if Garrett Cole comes back and everybody else can stay healthy in that pitching staff, like that's a really good team. And, you know, they've been pretty good for a couple of years now, but I think Soto puts them in a whole different sphere if they can stay healthy. And we'll see. But coming out 4-0 against the Astros, I don't think the Astros have been 0-4 to start a season since this whole run started. I mean, it's a huge statement win and probably a series that we'll see, you know, in October.
Hmm. All right, Chelsea, appreciate the time. It's Chelsea Janes, national baseball reporter for the Washington Post. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks,
Chelsea.
A little bit later in the show, we'll get back into the NCAA tournament, the Final Four. Chris Nockey, Terps Radio color analyst, will join us at 9. But next up, it's the entertainment page here on the Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for the entertainment page, which is driven by BMW of Fairfax.
Oh, usually you do some shtick. You're not doing any shtick?
No, he tossed it to you for the read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Because it's your segment.
Wide right. Open.
I'm a little thrown because I went downstairs to go try to find a gift card that was given to me, and I think I lost it. And then I didn't have my wallet.
Carlos, is that why you were looking through all those cards? I did notice you looking
that
through business cards.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was just thinking, how
frustrating that is? Like, you have a gift card.
What kind of gift card was it?
Like a Visa gift card.
Yeah.
And I just...
And then you just... Maybe you probably just left it in the car.
That's why I went to go check my car.
And there's nothing in there.
Nothing.
All I know is I have a $50 team store and concessions card from the Washington Nationals that I will burn on probably a new lid. I think I need a new Nats lid at some point. This little card here is going to cover it.
Good. Yeah, $50, that'll get you one hat.
Yeah, that's fine. if the Nats are paying the bill, yeah. I don't care.
Right, that's true. I mean,
I'll just hand this to the person working the team store, and I'll walk out with a new lid.
Mr. Bickle, see, that's the difference between me and you.
Yeah.
Is that if someone gave me a gift card, I just put it right there in the rubber band.
Can I see your stack of gift cards? Can I go through them as an impartial observer?
Oh, I don't have any gift cards here. I'm saying if someone gave me a gift card, I just go,
okay, got it.
Stick it there and go,
can I see
and I don't lose it.
Can I see the world's most valuable golfdom gift card that's in, I'm sure, is in that stack? Can I see it?
Yeah, but it doesn't say how much it's on it.
No, I just want to see it because I want to hold it in my grubby little hand.
No, the thing
I'm
is,
amazed by the sheer volume of cards that you have.
What is that one?
This is a worldwide golf shops.
Oh, that's your golfdom.
At golfdom. And, yeah. I mean, the amount that's on this card is, it would blow you away.
Staggering.
It's a staggering number.
He does services for him.
He does. He gets paid in,
paid in trade.
In gift cards.
We're business partners.
Certainly. That's a great thing.
So jealous of that thing.
I mean, you love
what was that tattered card that you just looked at? It
like
a tattered old business card.
I would do dirty, felonious things.
You would do naughty things for this card.
You do diddy like things.
Yeah.
I don't know that level.
Yeah, maybe not that level, but like right up to the line.
Do I have a receipt from UPS from what date was this?
Well, I keep some. I have receipts.
Well, it's because it had the tracking number.
I was going to say, Mike, because it has tracking.
Yeah.
Right, you know I don't need it now.
You know what I do with tracking numbers? Awesome.
Jason's cleaning out his wallet to your EP.
It's the EP.
Right.
You got any stories on the EP?
It was a timely distraction.
I'm just looking for a gift card.
No, I, I,
It's just he brought up the gift card.
I was just reacting. I didn't say it was going to go through your wallet, though.
I was just reacting.
The entertainment page, of course, is driven by BMW Fairfax. I keep telling you, he may not be the most interesting man in the world, but Mike Walker over at BMW of Fairfax has no interest, Cakes, in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com.
But he is interesting, Fairfax. Right? Maybe not the most interesting person in the world, but do you find him interesting?
Yeah, I find him interesting. Yeah. Not the most interesting in the world.
Gotcha.
I would clarify, no one in this room is the most interesting in the world.
He's building himself, not the most interesting man in the world.
The guy from the commercials is.
Sure. Right, exactly. Yeah. Dos Equis? Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Dos Equis.
I think so. All right, Valdez wants to continue the Beyonce love here. Lead story are all the different reactions to Cowboy Carter. You can play some song. You can play some in this. I mean, if we're going to do a Beyonce Cowboy Carter bit, we got to play some of the songs in the background.
I thought it was somebody in the NCAA tournament.
I thought it was somebody that Dallas drafted.
Right. We did two audio segments of Cowboy Carter. This may be a bridge too far.
So I guess when Drabby writes everybody's, he's talking about all of the people, I guess, that have, a lot of these have, guest spots on the album, but Dolly. Well, I guess he's doing Jolene, right? So Dolly Parton says, "Wow, just heard Jolene, how much she loves it." Miley Cyrus says, "I've loved Beyonce long before I had the opportunity to meet and work with her." Post Malone says, "Thank you, congratulations. The album is beautiful. Congratulations,
congrats,
yeah." So anyway, I promise Valdez. I'll listen to the whole thing. He says it's maybe the best
27
album
songs?
Since the Beatles.
That's a long.
Well, I don't think they're all songs. I think they're skits.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's like 30-second skits, interludes. 1 minute skits. Yeah, interludes.
Yeah. And here you go. More Beyonce news. The streaming records that it's breaking. Beyonce's entry album into the country music genre, Cowboy Carter, was released just March 29th. Oh, is it really? Even though that Texas Hold'em song was released maybe a month ago, the album itself was just released. That's where all the hype is coming
from. Yeah.
Okay. You go buy the CD.
Baby. I gotcha.
Yeah, Friday it dropped, as the kids say.
Okay.
And remember, we heard the Texas Hold'em song probably what 3 weeks before.
Yeah, I feel like a month before we heard that. Spotify said it became the platform's most streamed album in a single day in 2024 so far. It was just kind of interesting if you want to juxtapose it to, like, remember Justin Timberlake, when his stuff was released, there was nothing on Spotify.
Big dud.
Like, I don't even think he had a single, after a couple of days, in the top 200 or something. It was crazy.
Just think, he released an album and then immediately said he's going to get back together with NSYNC.
I know. All of a sudden, he's doing collabs with NSYNC. Like, those guys are cool again. Yeah. That guy.
Talk about humbling yourself.
Talk about a douche. This guy's on top of the world. Those guys are, you know, whatever. They're kind of flailing. I mean, they're doing fine, but, you know, they want a career. He won't be anywhere near them. Now he's flailing, and now he's bringing it back.
That's his lifeboat.
You know what? Not a good friend. Not a good partner, I don't think.
It would be like if Beyonce's album flopped, and then she got Destiny's Child back together.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Same thing.
He brought him back like a year or two ago.
For a moment. But these guys are desperate to tour again and make some money. I did see
one of the sickest things from Timberlake while he was promoting this album, trying to go viral. He did blind karaoke. He had a laptop turned away from him facing the camera so the audience could see the lyrics. And they would just play him a song. It would take him a second, some random song, and he would just start singing the lyrics almost word for word.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's got like, crazy photographic memory for lyrics.
Well, I follow this kid. Do you follow him on – you probably don't. On Instagram, he goes up to chicks.
I'm sure I don't.
He goes up to chicks and he plays some songs. Now, I'm sure it's all staged, but he goes, "Hey, do you have a second here? What do you listen to?" And then they say a song. Okay. Yeah,
I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes in like walking around Nashville.
Yeah.
Bunch of bachelorette parties.
Right. And I don't know.
And they love
I'm sure it's staged, but that kid could play any song. They mentioned a song, he play any song. Some people just have that gift, I guess, to like memorize lyrics and be able to play songs. Nobody in this room does.
No, certainly not.
I need the sheep music.
I need the music big time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you're desperate to say something.
Dukes is one of those guys that could hear a song one time, remember almost every word 20 years later. It drives me insane.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty
talent.
Good.
It's a super sick talent.
I won't say that my kids are that good. I have one kid, my daughter Meg. If you say a word, the way her brain works, she'll sing you a song with that word in it. So you say any word, and then, like if you say love, or, you know, that's an easy one.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, I don't know. Trash can or something. She'll think of a song that has a trash can in it, and she'll sing a lyric.
It's dumpster.
It's literally. It's a bizarre talent.
That is quite a talent.
But yeah,
on a silly trash can song
now. All right, the box office cakes. Godzilla X Kong.
Yeah.
Is that what they're calling
that's how you say,
it? Or
sure.
Times Kong? What are they calling it? Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire. 80 million. Kevin, talk about it.
Yeah,
he was not able to review it.
Yeah.
But
well, we did talk about it.
Big CGI weekend, monsters, he's not able to talk about it.
Monsters fighting each other equals big box office.
Right. What was it? Why does that happen that, like, on opening weekend, he can't talk about it?
I don't know.
Right, well, he just hadn't seen it.
Oh, that's
what
it was.
He was watching other stuff.
He wasn't watching the most popular one that was going to come out.
He always watches these numbers for Fox. Like,
it was kind of surprising.
A Moscow Gentleman or something.
Yeah, A Gentleman in Moscow.
All right.
Said, I wouldn't watch that if you paid
me. Hold on, that's what he reviewed?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. He said we would all love it.
So he came on the show.
And I said, there's no chance.
I wasn't here. No. He reviewed The Gentleman in Moscow.
Yes, played by Ewan McGregor.
He's supposed to do box office reviews.
Yes.
So, and that's not obviously not in a theater.
No, I believe it's streaming.
It's a streaming.
Streaming right to your living room.
Did anybody watch that on the streamer?
No chance. Yeah. This person didn't watch it.
No.
Right.
And we never will.
I know that person didn't watch it.
Oh, it's got 100% audience score, though,
really?
And 91 from critics. It might be silly.
Maybe you should be watching
it. Bunch of nerds.
Yeah. Bunch of nerds.
Yeah. Have fun.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire did $15 million. A Dune Part 2, $11
million. Oh, by the way, speaking of Ghostbusters, we did trick Kevin into thinking that Jason and Paul Rudd are like texting buddies.
Like, he fell for it.
He did fall for that. Yeah.
He did an April Fool's joke before April Fool's.
He was flabbergasted.
He couldn't believe it.
By the way, Dravy, are there any? You usually monitor this. Are there any April Fool's jokes that are going viral that people are retweeting like crazy?
Please let's hope not.
Please let's hope
I haven't
over
seen
that.
Any, but I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah, like somebody announced
so many
a mayor died or something.
There's actually a dollar bet that one of you guys will read something on air.
That's a joke?
Yeah, that's an April Fool's joke.
Who's the one that you have that you think will read
what?
It? Do you bet
no, I'm just, no, I'm just putting
you
all my eggs.
On all of us?
Yeah, yeah, I just have my eggs in the
well,
entire junkies
JP,
basket.
For
yeah.
Sure.
Me or JP?
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be something over X, so it'll be one of those three.
I don't know. Maybe I would read it. Let me see. I'll look and see if I can get suckered right now.
One of us could get hoodwinked.
Yeah. They're changing the name back to the Redskins.
Oh, no, definitely not falling for that.
I mean,
nothing on
think,
that level.
I don't know.
Josh Harris announced it.
So much bad company marketing shtick today.
Yeah.
What's like, going on? Like,
well, just like Dunkin' Donuts will like put out a you know an ad for.
Right, they're selling like, 2x4s.
Yeah,
they're selling pizza,
donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god. I hate everything.
April 1st.
Eminem's releasing a country album.
Did they do that?
I think I read that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I think he actually does have another. He's like 50. At least 50, right?
He's at least 50.
He dyes his beard. Yeah. It's so tilting. It's the world's darkest
beard.
It
really upsets you.
It really upsets me. Dude, you're 100. You have a jet black. Or what? Beard.
Eminem is 51.
He's 51. Yep.
Where's he from, Jason? According to Wiki.
Oh, so it's
he's
not
from not
Detroit.
Detroit.
No idea.
According to where he's born. He loves Mizzou.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big Mizzou fan.
When did he move
yeah,
to?
When did he move to?
He move
to 8 Mile.
I mean, I didn't read that far down.
Right.
I just looked at where he's from. Where he's born.
I don't know if you guys saw, but I guess Lizzo is upset that she's putting her big old body out there, and people are kind of teasing her about it. So she says she's going to quit.
She's going to quit like everything.
I'm so sure.
She quit the music biz.
She should quit eating.
That's April for Fool's joke. Right
oh, this
there.
Actually came
no,
out
it happened
a
on
days
Saturday.
Ago. Yeah, I mean it may be. It, okay. I would recommend quit eating. Then
I would also advise quit putting out bad music.
Yeah,
that would be my advice.
Yeah. Well, she's also in hot water because she. supposedly sexually assaulted, not assaulted, but sexually.
But her manager,
oh, yeah,
or
she was like
one of the dancers,
stuff,
yeah,
yeah. Right?
Yeah, I don't. It's like not a assault. I guess
she was a meanie pants.
Misconduct, sexual misconduct.
Maybe,
I guess.
Yeah, I think she was a meanie pants. Maybe harassment. She made people harassment, do some some awful things, some Diddy like things. Yeah,
man, this headline just makes me just slap my knee. Bette Midler encourages a frustrated Lizzo not to quit show business. Quote. We need you.
No, we don't.
Quote, no, we don't.
No, we don't. We don't need her or Bette Midler at this point. And then I guess they're saying, all right, Valdez, you sent me this story. What is the greatest nude scene of all time?
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one.
Greatest nude scene ever?
Hold on. They have.
I guess this is a drab thing. It was a Reddit question that went viral.
Man, of course, it's Reddit.
What's the best nude scene Hollywood has ever produced?
Ooh, it's a great question.
And the top answer.
Yes.
I guess that's the one that gets the most votes. Is that how it works on Reddit? If you get a lot of votes, you get to be like the first response or something.
What about Phoebe Cates coming out of the pool?
It's a great one.
Right?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That was definitely a top vote getter. Another was. We talked about it many, many times. Alexandria Daddario.
Oh, and the True Detective.
Now Jugmore.
Yeah, the Jugs. That iconic. Let's just moment of silence for that scene.
What about...
Everyone think about it.
All right, let's think about it.
Who's the older actress that's on the horse on the beach?
Bo Derek.
Bo Derek Bolero. No, that's too old, I think.
Okay.
It's like... We're old.
I like your sweat,
Phoebe
though.
Cates was that was Phoebe, that was,
true,
that was mid '80s.
That's really iconic, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Judge Reinhold is just going to town.
The shower scene. I never saw this movie. Shocker. Starship Troopers.
Seen it.
Thought Denise Richards.
I saw that a long time ago.
I just know who's in it.
Nicole Kidman. I vaguely remember this. Yeah, kicking off her dress in Eyes Wide Shut. That definitely was a titillating movie. Nev Campbell's Threesome and Wild Things.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be on there.
Yeah,
maybe. You see, like, Kevin Bacon's hog in that? Or am I getting my actors mixed up?
Well, yeah,
I think you're right.
And then...
I don't remember his hog.
I think there's hog. I'm pretty sure.
Roller Girl and Boogie Night.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
What was the setup there?
Well...
I just remember
there's sex throughout the movie, but she was...
See lots of hog in that movie.
Yeah, I just remember.
Well, she's in a limo trying to do like a bang bus type thing with Burt Reynolds, and they bring in some dude.
Oh, then she gives him the business with the roller skates.
Yeah, and she
it's
hits
not
him
good
with
for
it.
Him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're saying...
Doesn't end well.
Cakes, the top nude scene. This is almost like when people vote for Sanjaya on American Idol.
That's a blast in the past. That made me chuckle.
Danny DeVito coming out of a leather couch on It's Always
Sunny. It's a great scene. It's a hysterical slap your knee 1,000 times scene. I don't know why. I forget why he puts himself inside the leather couch and not wearing. He has to peel off all of his clothes.
I think he's trying to spy on Dennis and everyone in the apartment.
He emerges from the couch in the middle of like a. I think they're doing like a party, like an art gallery. And he's butt naked.
Well,
so
isn't
sweaty.
That movie just like horrifying about you dying of AIDS and everything? No,
Rick.
That's Philadelphia. That's Tom Hanks.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia with
sitcom.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia a movie though, or
no,
is that
it's a sitcom. Comedy?
Okay, though I didn't know a sitcom.
That's not Tom Hanks
but
dying
I guess
of
two
AIDS.
Detectives.
Yeah. Two completely different things.
Yeah, it wasn't making sense to me.
That made the EP. That's your clincher.
We always
can't contain the
find
genius.
A way.
That I love. Always
find a way to keep it entertaining, Cakes. All right, so there you go. Definitely entertained you.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, we will get into the NCAA tournament. Our pal Chris Nocke will join us.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Keep it here.
Live on 106.7 The Fan. I was just looking at this story about the Yankees announcer, John Sterling. Mm-hmm. You know, he does like wacky bits for every guy's home run.
Oh, he does. Okay.
Call.
Yeah.
And so people were wondering, well, what's he going to do for Juan Soto? Do you know what it is?
I've not officially been wondering.
All right, can you give us background? Like, give us one or two like wacky bits.
He's 85 years old, for those that don't know.
His call for Aaron Judge is, God, I've heard it a billion times.
Yeah, fill us in on this witness.
An A-bomb from is it the...
Yeah, for A-Rod used to be A-bomb.
Oh, no, a Judgian...
Judgian Blast.
Judgian Blast. Instead of Ruthian, it's Judgian.
Yeah, it's Judgian Blast.
Okay. Boy, it's great.
What if I just punched up a list?
I know he's an icon. But it seems like kind of a wacky bit.
Do you want...
not my thing.
All right, so you got Judge.
You know he's not an icon, too?
Yeah.
Flakes.
Yeah, right. DJ LeMahieu.
I know, but I'm gonna be disrespectful. I'm 85.
He'll say, David John makes long gone for Anthony Rizzo. Oh, Rizzo rakes. Nobody beats the Riz. Giancarlo Stanton.
That's actually not terrible.
That's pretty good.
He'll say,
not what I'll give him some credit for. Nobody beats the Riz, but kind of makes me laugh.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Giancarlo Stanton, he says, Giancarlo, non si può du de stoparlo. It's a Stantonian home run. Jose Trevino, Ole Jose.
Millions of people love this guy's shtick.
They love his shtick.
No, it kind of gets on my nerves.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I just saw.
But you're not a
I know, but
guy.
It just gets on my nerves.
Maybe, you know, Valdez, maybe you can get the audio. I didn't prep him for this.
The guys at EB's tailgate probably eat it up.
So now, for every Soto home run, he'll say, it's a Soto photo. He is wonderful, marvelous.
All right, hold on. What's Soto
nobody
photo?
Nobody beats the Riz is better.
What does he
way
mean by
better.
That? It's a Soto photo.
He's just doing rhyming
rhymes.
Bits. He needs to rhyme Soto.
No, I understand
Soto
it rhymes, but I'm not that dumb.
What was photo of the home run.
Yeah, it's a Soto dodo.
So hold on. What was the whole thing again?
It's a Soto photo. He is wonderful.
Right.
Marvelous.
So every time he hits a bomb, he's going to say
says that?
Yes. What if he hits a double?
No.
No, only home runs.
Does he have to write it down to remember for everybody?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
I mean, he's 85. He may have to. I'll be writing things down if I make it to 85.
The full call was, he says, it's gone.
I hope I'm just writing.
It went over the high wall. Juan Soto's first home run as a Yankee. A fly ball down the left field line. There is a Soto photo. Home run in the left field seats. He's wonderful.
All right,
wonderful.
Can you do our guys' signature home run calls here?
Charlie and Dave?
Yeah.
Let me see.
No.
Can you do it? You would be the one that would be able to
do it. I just heard those guys yesterday, but I don't know if I heard it. I don't think I heard either of the home run calls. I know that I think each of them do the to the track, to the wall, and
it
then
is
it's
out of here.
That might be it.
It's out of here.
Yeah. I'm not 100% sure though. I would not stake my reputation on it.
But more known for it's a curly W.
It's curly. That's the only one.
Curly
I know.
W.
That's
yeah.
That's the calling card, right? I think
and
so,
also Charlie
guys.
Saying, remember where you are, so you remember where you were. That's his bit.
He says, Charlie says goodbye. It's like going, yes. going,
goodbye.
Going.
Goodbye. Right.
Going, right. gone, okay. goodbye.
What about the other guy?
Under his bang,
DJ.
DJ.
I forgot.
The
other guy.
He does bang zoom.
Oh, yeah, he goes bang zoom. Yeah.
That's true. It is kind of funny.
I'm just not good at it.
It's funny how seamless it is, though, when you're listening to a Nats game here on The Fan. Of course, you can listen to the home opener today that – Charlie's doing a few innings, and then you come back, and it's like, oh, now Dave's doing the call, and then Charlie's back. Yeah. And then sometimes they're going back and forth.
I know.
It's good. This is good
Dave's
chemistry.
When Dave's doing it, Charlie's literally eating on.
Yeah, they're stuffing their faces when the other
the
guy.
Duty. So only got to take a duty.
Right,
so
take a duty.
It's perfect. That's a great setup. It's a perfect chemistry between those two.
And
the entire sales staff, they're never here on Mondays. Right,
right.
The entire staff is back there.
Oh, because of opening day.
Yeah, they're all going. They're all going to the game.
They're all in the grind.
They're going to the game.
Do some day drinking. Close some deals.
I guess
that whole thing.
Maybe
like it.
I just did a lot of day drinking.
You did.
I was
too
up,
much.
Oh yeah, I was just up there for like 5 days.
Yeah.
What else am I gonna do? In a hotel by myself for a couple of those days.
You're gonna drown your sorrows in the afternoon.
Right. I was watching college basketball, drinking whiskey alone.
Oh, that is pretty depressing. You're just in a hotel.
There are a lot of other things you can do, EB.
I mean, I hit balls with the kids, and I did some other things. Mm-hmm. But at some point, there comes a point where the rubber meets the road, and it's just you.
And you're just so bored. You just say, I got to go to the hotel bar.
And I wasn't even in the bar. I had
you're just right in the room?
I had a whole bunch in the – I did a lurch. I pulled the Crown Royal, brought it inside.
Very nice.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So you had nobody else you could drink with?
I did, but there are periods of time. If you're on your own for 5 days, there are periods of time where you're by yourself.
Yeah.
There are.
A lot of whistling, probably.
Oh, so much
I would have waited until 4 o'clock every day.
I tried to knock one out for the team often, but it can't.
For the team?
But I can't knock one out more than, like, you know, in your youth. I can't, you know.
Sure.
Can't do more than one in a 24-hour period.
It's recovery time.
Yeah, right. Right. I don't know about you guys. Drabby probably still can.
It's been done.
Still got it.
Plenty of times.
Still got that magic.
So how many different times were you drinking alone in your room?
One day.
Just one day?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, it's still sad, but.
What are you going to do?
I'm by myself.
I don't know. The thought would even cross my mind.
Go see the town.
I know. It's
what
so
town, what town were you in?
Poughkeepsie.
Oh, you're in Poughkeepsie. There's nothing
You've
to see there.
I've seen that town a million times.
I've seen it all.
There was nothing to see there.
Yeah.
Work out.
I worked out every day.
Watch a movie?
I had a great workout week. Great workout week.
Here's EB's song.
What is this
If you can name this artist, I'll give you one of my two U.S. dollars here to bet with.
This artist?
Yeah.
Is this a one-hit wonder?
No, he's had multiple. This guy's had multiple hits.
Is this something that
he's old.
Or is this something about his dad would play all the
this
time?
This dude is I'm going to guess he's.
Sounds like something out of Roadhouse.
It's George Thorogood.
He was supposed to guess.
Oh, I never would have got that in a million years.
He's not going to get that.
I never even heard of that guy.
$2 was safe.
Yeah, have you guys started using the $2?
Not really.
No, I'm
waiting to gamble them right
Saving
here.
It for a rainy day.
You know what, else I did?
Jason put it in his bank account.
I'm just saying this.
Josh got it right in the bag.
I'm just saying this so you guys can joan on me. I'm taking one for the team. But I think it was on one of those days when I was just in the hotel alone. Instead of dinner, I just went to Sweet Frog. Have you been to Sweet Frog lately?
Frozen yogurt?
Yeah.
You got Froyo?
I got $13 worth
what?
Of just.
That's a big Froyo.
What was
on
top of
that huge. I put everything in there. That was my dinner.
Was that like nuts, gummy bears, like
all
M&M?
Of that?
Jimmy's.
They have these little balls that you know, those little balls.
Like boba balls.
Oh,
boba.
I put all
Boba's
the different
so
flavors.
Good.
Oh, my God. I love those.
I need.
Oreo cookies.
I need to go to Kung Fu Tea. 10 minutes ago, and get a big giant bowl.
I mean, your body's going to reject you.
You know what?
Maybe that's why I was farting
on
the range.
I'm not going to Kung Fu Tea. I'm going to go before the Cakes Classic on Wednesday. I'm going to go to Pico, which is inside MGM National Harbor, and get a big, giant bubble tea with all the boba down at the bottom, all that sugar, and it's going to be delicious. You guys all sleep on bubble tea. You do.
Not a fan.
I've never had a bubble tea.
You do.
Had one on.
The only person doesn't, right here.
Had one on Saturday. In fact, really? I went to Kung Fu Tea for the first time in my life. It blew my mind how good it was.
Very good.
Did you get a milky one or the I got the sugary one?
My girl, we got two milky ones for the girls, and I drank probably half
all of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Milky ones.
You know, you're doing that bit I used to do when I was like watching what I was eating or whatever.
Yeah, it's very,
you don't order it, but you just, you drink your wife's or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then you're like, oh, I didn't get it.
I got two kids to steal
little,
from.
It's more satisfying when they give you the big straw to suck that.
Oh, so good.
Suck that boba through.
I prefer the milky one. Yeah, yeah.
So good.
So what flavor did you get?
Strawberry milk.
I definitely got. That's my go-to.
Strawberry milk. So good.
What are you guys, five?
It blew my mind.
You can Joan all you want. It tastes delicious.
There was a period of time when we worked at remember there was that period of time we worked at JFK? At the, you know, in Fairfax.
In Fairfax?
And I was getting two chili cheese dogs every day. Two every day. My cholesterol literally went over 300. It was
242? For some reason,
really
I believe
high.
There was a Twitter
really
account.
But, I was getting that, and then I was also getting those Nesquik strawberry
milk.
Sure.
Strawberry milks with donuts.
So you would get two chili cheese dogs.
But not the same day.
Multiple.
That would be my thing. Right. And I also was a Mountain Dew salt and vinegar chips guy.
So you for breakfast you would have strawberry milk and a donut.
Not all the same day, but I'm just saying, yeah, those were my
heavy
go-to
rotation.
Items.
Yeah, your
those are my. Depending on if I was in a sweet or salt mood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Stroking out just hearing this.
No, but there was a time for 1 year straight where I got two chili cheese dogs in there every day. Every day before
we would
the show.
Also get food delivered at night, I don't know, three times a week.
And you would bring...
I would bring them home.
Yeah, you'd always
I wouldn't want to waste the spaghetti and meatballs, so right. I would just bring it home.
You love Carrabba's.
Oh, it's so good.
Never met a guy who loves Carrabba's more than this guy.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Wasn't Carrabba's. Was it I think it was Macaroni Grill.
Macaroni Grill.
Romano's.
I know, I'm trying to remember.
They're the same.
But you both guys bring in Tupperware.
I'm guilty.
Of course.
Not as guilty as this guy.
I'm not going to waste
guilty
it.
Guilty as charged. This did happen.
We just weren't that level, EB.
Hey, when you're losing 20K playing online blackjack, you need to cut corners elsewhere. That's what you have to do.
All right, coming up next, we're going to get back into the NCAA tournament. The Final Four is set. Chris Nockey covers the Terps. They brought in some guys via transfer portal, right? At least one.
They brought Rodney Rice Jr. I don't know.
Yes, they have a stud from Belmont, and they also got one of the guards from Harvard, not to mention Derek Queen, who's
very nice.
Coming from.
Yeah, right. So reloading. We can talk to him about that.
You're showing your homerism a little bit, though, when you call him a. He may be a stud from Belmont,
dude. He's the number 15th ranked player in the portal.
Okay, I'm sure he's great. I'm sure he's great, but it sounds incongruent.
They used to sell silly TVs back in the day.
Didn't they get Chamir Young?
Yeah.
Like he had transfer and he ended up being like their best player the last 2 years.
Yeah, you're right.
No, they need some good players.
I'm not saying you don't need transfers.
The portals rank like freshman classes are ranked now.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, they do rank them.
Listen,
yeah. But there were like three guys.
It just sounds.
There were three guys from Pepperdine who were on the list.
Yeah,
I mean, didn't DJ Burns go to Winthrop?
Yeah,
aren't they usually kind of nubs?
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
no, he's a monster.
There you have it.
He's a monster.
Anyway, we can talk to him about that. We'll also talk to him about the Final Four. Can anybody knock off UConn? We'll talk to Chris Nockey next here on the Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.